I don't mind the taste of pickles. It's just
that's once it gets Chick-fil-A makes their stuff with pickles. I thought like they like.
Oh yeah, that's also a good ingredient for like some fried chicken. Some fried goods as well. But yeah, pickles are all over the place. But let's give you a little message for pickles. Looking for a crunchy, salty, fresh snack? Look no further than a big old jar of pickles. Did you know that pickles offer many health benefits from Cleveland Clinic? Pickles are a great source of vitamins A and K, antioxidants, and even fiber, which many of us lack in our diets. However, the Cleveland Clinic also notes that pickles are not all created equally. Watch out for added extra sugar or sodium. If you want to add probiotics to support your gut, look for fermented pickles instead of traditional store-bought vinegar pickles. This message is brought to you from your pickle-obsessed DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington. So there's a little message for you. I think you can never go wrong with a traditional dill pickle. Sitting in front of the fridge, just munching away on a pickle. I mean, life can't get better than that, right?
Yeah. Were you with me when we went to the city and there was that pickle guy outside of my grandma's apartment?
No, that sounds incredible, though.
There's really good pickles.
Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there are these pickle guys, and they usually come outside. Like, they're, like, in the New York area, I guess, because they Manhattan. Were also in my childhood, like, town.
Okay.
But they, like, make the best full sour pickles. And my dad brought
them
up. That
sounds incredible.
When he visited, but they weren't half sour. So they
weren't as good. Wait, that's a good note as well, if we're just going to continue. We could talk for hours, really, about half sour, full sour, semi sour, sweet,
bread and
spicy.
Butter. Spicy. Have you ever had those? I had a Warhead pickle once.
Oh, any good?
No, but there's a video of me eating it, and it's pretty dope.
Okay, well,
have you ever had those, like, pickles, like the Big Mama pickle?
The ones that they serve at the school cafeteria back in high school?
No, that was Oh Snap, duh.
Oh, Oh Snap.
Those are Oh Snap. I know my pickle brands, like, I know.
Yeah, guys. If you are looking for further pickle
Rex,
or if you just want to talk about pickles, you can feel free to call in. You can feel free to chat and talk to us about pickles. We'd love to talk to you about pickles, but let's start talking about our next music selection. DJ Mary, would you like to let us know what you're thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to play Uncontrollable Urge by Devo.
Okay, Devo, classic.
My dad really likes Devo, and he was listening to it in the car, and
I love
if
it.
I were to ever make a video game, which I want to one day.
Of course.
That I need this song
and
to be in it.
A follow-up question, will your video game have pickles in it?
Yes,
possibly.
Now it will.
I mean, there's always room for a pickle, right?
There's always room for a pickle.
There's always room for a pickle. Okay, guys, enjoy Uncontrollable Urge. We're going to be going right off the dome for our music, and I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be kind of all over the place, but isn't that the best of things? Okay, we're going to start with Uncontrollable Urge by Devo, and I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, all right, take me back, hold my hand, all the way back to the motherland. Take me back, I wanna go back. Oh, I'll play the vibe in my funky ass band, all the way back to the motherland. Take me back.
On this lovely girl, of course to me she mean all the world, but then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry. I said please, please, please do not go. If I told her that I felt this way, you know, might make a turn either way. So all I can do is patiently pray, say please, please, please do not go. the days go on. When my love is so strong, then I know I cannot tell a lie. Oh, whoa, whoa, I wanna see him go. I fall down dead to never see the tears I cry. So please, please, please do not go. Please, please, please do not go. Please, please, please do not go. Oh, oh. Please, please, please do not go.
Hi guys, we're back. Did you miss us? DJ Mary, do you have anything to say about these last couple songs that we just played?
I don't really. We were kind of catching like a nice vibe.
We were catching a nice vibe. We had a brilliant amount of calls from you pickle lovers out there listening to WRAV. Really appreciate that. We have some great intel about pickles. We have some spots to go to now. It's incredible, and I think we are on our pickle hiatus. Would you say that? I feel like we could say that.
What's your favorite brand of pickle?
My favorite? Oh, we're going to still go on? Okay.
Yeah, I think we should just talk
I think
about
we should
pickles.
Keep going. Grillo's is a good pickle brand.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's
I like
a classic.
Grillo's. It is a classic.
But I think what the best pickles are is just when you go to a deli and they give you the most delectable pickle of your whole entire life. And
it's
only
chilling
like
in the jar.
It's only the smallest slice of a pickle ever, but you want 27 more of them, and it's just the best time you ever have. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how I feel.
Well, I agree, but I thought you were talking about, like, that big jar that they have.
Yeah, the jelly-sized jar. It's been in there for years.
Yeah, and years. The water's just, like, green.
The water is green. Like, you maybe are not even able to see through it.
Yeah, it's, I bet if that's you put kind your hands of, in there, you'd get lost.
That's that's kind of the vibe we're on. Okay, would you like to tell us about our next song if she works with me?
If, yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
I've been kind of into all sorts of music. I'm into all sorts of music, but I found this artist online named Ondar or something like that. And it's like, he's like really cool. He raps, mm-hmm. I guess, maybe. I don't know what it is. It kind of gives me like hyperpop vibes, kind of weird. But the graphics he made for like the videos came up on my like page, and I thought it was really awesome. And he's Russian, okay. And I think that, and he raps in Russian or whatever, and it's really dope. Like, I think it's like super cool, and I don't know.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about your Blade likes and your hyper pop.
Oh yeah, sure. So I'm super into Blade right now. I've been listening to him for like ages, but I've always been into, like, hyperpop. He's not hyperpop, but I've been listening to a lot of Xavier Sobeys as well. I love him. I've been listening to him for many years. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's gotten a lot of new fans recently, but his music is so good. He's, like, totally, I think, personally, I don't know if he's considered underground anymore, I'd say, but I think he's, like, the most cool in the underground, if that's what people online say. I have no idea.
Yes. Okay. So, as always, we're having some technical difficulties. So, would you like to recommend a song that's easier to access before we play your other selected song? We could do some Fang, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do some Fang. Tell us a little bit about Fang while I cue it up.
I don't really know much about him, but... Oh, we could also play a song by Jack Zebra.
Let's do that.
Jack Zebra is a Chinese musician. He's a Chinese rapper. People call him the Chinese Blade.
Okay.
Or that's what he says. I don't know what song it is, but it's from this album. Let me check my playlist. But he's really cool. I found him from like a video online. It was him in New York City and he was like adorable.
Yes. So for those of you listening, there is a bit of a change of pace, but sometimes that's good. You can learn new music, listen with an open mind, and maybe you'll like it. If not, we'll be switching around even more, so still stay tuned in.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a little bit strange, but yes, you're gonna have to listen to it, because that's what this radio station is. It's strange music.
It's strange.
The second song off this album.
Okay, let's find her.
It's all in Chinese, guys. He said it himself. He likes to rap in Chinese because it's such a beautiful language, and I think that that's really dope, and people need to acknowledge the underground like rap scene in other countries. Mm-hmm. As like Fang and Fake Mink, or like,
of course, and we'll play some of that for you guys next. But without further ado, here is Jack Zebra. Please stay tuned in. We can talk more about pickles, food, anything you'd like. Maybe chat into us. Tell us what you'd like us to talk about. Something cool, something interesting, something that's been on your mind recently. We love to talk. If you couldn't have told already, but here you go. Here's Jack Zebra.
Yeah. talk to Deadman.
Hey, you wanna go to jail or you wanna go home?
No.
Alright.
All that.
I have to go, yes, I know the feeling, know you're leaving.
Hello friends, we just heard 2007 by Rip Squad Archive. Awesome artist, really fun. We heard Left for USA by Fang. I think that's where we left off because I had a very exciting call here in the station from some of our friends. Gracie, Daisy, and Nick have requested that me and DJ Mary talk about Macintosh apples. Mary, how do you feel about Macintosh apples? Anything to say about them?
Macintosh is the yellow one, yes?
I believe so. Let's do a quick lookup. I know there's many different species of apples, which I think Macintosh is what I tend to go to. Macintosh apple, yeah, that's a classic red.
Oh, the classic
red apple.
Oh, look at this!
And I know that Apple, the popular brand for telephones, computers, iPads, etc. You name it.
You must show me a picture.
Macintosh apples and all that Steve Jobs. So guys, interesting fact, when you look up Macintosh, all that comes up is a computer. We have no pictures of apples, but we can infer that it's just a regular apple.
Strange.
But that's a fun fact for you. I guess that Apple really, and Steve Jobs really did like his apples. Personally, I like a sassy pink lady apple with some peanut butter. That's my favorite way to have an apple. What about you, DJ Mary?
Girl, you know I love green apples.
Green apples.
Apple. Have you ever had a crisp green apple? For all my green apple listeners out there, not red apple. Not red apple listeners.
I don't know how Gracie, Daisy, and Nick would feel about that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. Well, I'm not a big fan of red apples.
Yes. Well,
I like green
ones. We're not going to yuck each other's yums, right? We have to stay. You can have your own opinion, I guess. And so can Daisy, Nick, and Gracie, right? I mean, what do you think about that?
I mean, I'm right.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone has their own opinion. I guess DJ Mary just feels very strongly about hers. But yeah. Interesting, guys. Look up Macintosh on your computer, and you will find that no, the Apple does indeed not come up, but instead the computer, I believe it was the first Apple computer. I could be terribly mistaken on that, but I believe it was one of the first Apple computers. My mother is chatting into us and says, "Honey Crisp apples are the best. Do some research on why Steve Jobs named it Apple." Interesting. We'll have to do that and come check back with you. But yeah, it, that's Honeycrisp, one word. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Missy, for chatting in. We are gonna keep going with some music. Thank you guys for talking to us. We love it. As you know, we love to talk. We're gonna start with 300 Dreams by After. It's a new band, but has some remnants of 2000s kind of stuff. I have Chloe out here in the studio giving us some snaps, so I'm sure she'll appreciate that when we play it, and I hope you guys appreciate it too, and you smile and laugh, and maybe we'll even laugh in here, right?
Maybe I'll eat a red apple.
Maybe it will make Mary so happy that she will eat a red apple. That could happen, guys. We won't know until the next set, so stay tuned to figure that out.
Wanted to be in your life. chase to find out who you've been this entire time. Do a cartwheel down the hillside, break your wrist and crack a smile. And you wanna stay in bed and never be seen again. Maybe all that you dreamed and you've ever loved is there. You gotta go for it then, baby.
Guys, this song is really good, so just really appreciate it for me, okay? Thank you.
A child with a big smile, no bitterness. My teacher is a child with a big smile, no bitterness. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. We are currently listening to 2468 by Horse Girl. We heard Oh Well by Blade, Miss Mary's favorite.
Yes.
No Bitterness by Alex Shee, which is Mrs. Sarge's favorite. I guess I'll go by Miss. And also 300 Dreams by After. And I believe, is that what we started the set with? Yes, I believe it is. DJ Mary, back on track. We are going to listen to the song we were talking about a couple sets ago. But would you like to update our listeners who might just be tuning in now on this song, what's it about, and why we're listening to it?
We're listening to it because I found it online. It's like a Russian rapper. His name's Onda Ondar or something. Mm-hmm. It's really dope. Like, I think it's super different. I'm really into, rap songs that have like kind of a synthy intro, like I'm trying to think. Xavier So Bass does it a lot. Like, he has a song but with Nick Zero called For the Team, and I love the intro to that. There's like plenty of songs I can think of that have like that kind of techie pixely intro. Mm-hmm. And yes, this kind of does. It's really like strange, I guess, this song, but I think it's pretty dope. So
definitely alternative for your better alternative. Always plugging it. Always plugging it. Okay, we are going to play the song and then come back to you with our opinions. This is my first listen through. I'll tell you what I thought about it, because you don't understand the mechanics that went into finding the song. I won't speak too much on it, but just think of a huge computer that we had to roll in. And
a Macintosh.
A Macintosh computer.
A classic.
We had to do some coding, some wire switching.
We're in.
Some light box.
The motherboard,
all of the above. So we're going to come back to you and talk about the song shortly after the song plays. And we'll tell you our opinions. Maybe you'll feel the same. Maybe you'll feel different.
Yes.
Everyone has space for their own opinions. But anything else to say before we play the song?
Crunch.
Crunch?
Yes.
Snap,
let's
crackle,
go.
And pop. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, that was Flower Touch by, remind me again, please, DJ Mary.
Ondar?
Ondar. I will say, I thoroughly enjoyed that song. I wish it was slightly more accessible so we didn't have to roll the Macintosh out, but that's what we're fixing right now in the background. You can, if you can hear some like clanking noises, we're putting it back together right now. Right now we're putting it back together. But yes, we just heard Flower Touch by Ondar. There you go. Yep. We're doing some renovations here, but oh, good news. It's back together. Oh my god, great job, DJ Mary. You did that so fast.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to Good Night and Go by Imogen Heap, possibly my favorite song in the world. It's so good.
So cute.
Rock out to this song, guys. It's so good. So please enjoy.